This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
So I'm here with the person that, if you don't know, you're about to know. This is the one and only Toyota Jeff.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, Paul?
It's going awesome. Thank you for giving me a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I just got introduced to you when you were up there speaking at a keynote at the Kane Family and Friends event. And I was blown away with your willingness to make content, your willingness to give the people what they want, and try to help other dealers see that it can be easy. I'm getting ahead of myself. Can you just let people know how they can follow you or what store you work for? Because you are what's your role and your group?
We'll start there. Well, first of all, I have Toyota Jeff Reviews YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and then I have a second channel, Auto Jeff Reviews, that looks at not just Toyota, everything, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that jazz. And then I'm social media director for a dealership in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I create content.
What dealership is that?
Fred Anderson Toyota.
There you go. Okay, so we'll tie it back. Actual in the store every day. We had a presentation here where you just started to show how you've built your YouTube content,
right?
Your Instagram content, social media, TikTok. Very recently, started your TikTok content, and so talk about the type of content you make and the kind of response you've been getting.
What I do is I make thorough car reviews, whether it's in short form, vertical, like Instagram and TikTok, and then I make long form. That's kind of what I'm known for, is a longer review of a Camry TRD or the new Toyota Crown, that kind of stuff, or hopefully the new Tacoma when it comes out. So I do a lot of everything, but I'm thorough, but I'm fun. So I like to mix in songs, TV shows, movies, things that I like.
Pop culture references.
Anything pop culture, especially 80s and 90s. I love to throw it in there and catch people off guard. They're like, what did he just sing about?
Yeah.
Why is he talking about the back end of a Camry and now he's singing Snoop Dogg?
I saw a lot of laughs and a lot of smiles your presence. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you didn't, I don't know, maybe you just weren't paying attention. People were loving it. You also gave some really practical tips. So you're like, hey, here's a video of me making this content,
right?
And here's a video of the content. And it showed you being up close to a vehicle parked like at a 3/4 angle and then just backing up, right?
Exactly. If you back that up and then put that to music, then you got a piece of content. It doesn't have to be a 20-minute video. You can have 100,000 views on a video, a million views on a video. It can be 8 seconds long. It doesn't matter how long it is. It's just got to catch people's attention, and it's got to catch it quick because we all got short attention spans,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, I've noticed that. That's goldfish. Goldfish, they say.
Yeah.
I don't know how they measure the attention span of a goldfish. Maybe they just ask it, are you still paying attention? Like, I don't know.
I've never thought about that. But yeah, humans are the same exact way. As we want things fast. We want quick edits. We want something to pull us in right away. Otherwise, we're going to scroll to the next.
Keep swiping, keep swiping. So tell me about some of your results. I was in there and one dealer said, and I overheard a dealer say, I wonder how many of those people who viewed that, you showed a piece of content and got a million views or whatever. I wonder how many people are in his DMA. To which I responded, I leaned back over and I said, right before you walked in, there were just 4 video testimonials of people who drove like 800 miles plus to come buy a vehicle from you. So talk about the effect that the social media content has had outside of your DMA.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody sees you online, it doesn't matter where they are nowadays, because let's say somebody flew from San Diego to Raleigh. It's a long way to get a car. But like he said in the testimonial, he said, I follow you on YouTube, along with some other videos that he watches, but he got all of the information he needed right from my video, and he wanted to work with me because he saw me on YouTube, and I guess he felt a connection, a bond, that trust. Because if you see somebody on YouTube and you're well-liked and you just present yourself as genuine and sincere, hopefully everybody
There's trust.
Then there's trust.
Immediately.
And people want to work with you. They'll drive from another state to see you and then drive the car back. Or I've had people fly in, drive the vehicle cross country or up north and things like that. It's really fun, and it makes a real cool story when somebody says, hey, tell me about how you bought your car. Well, guess what? This is how it starts. YouTube. So it's interesting. It's a good icebreaker too.
So the videos, one woman was like, I just drove 8 hours straight from Pennsylvania. One person's like, flew in from San Diego. One person was like, I was helping my mom move in Miami, and since I was on the East Coast, I came up to see Toyota Jeff and now I have this car, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It was like one after another after another.
Yeah, it's crazy. When you get recommendations, and it's good to get recommendations. I work with Jeff at so-and-so dealership. I work with Paul at so-and-so dealership. It was a great experience. You'll love it too. Those are helpful. But I'll tell you, when you get boom, 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 customer recommendations that, hey, it's worth not only doing business with them, but it's worth flying cross country to do business with them. It's that easy. It's incredible what social media does.
And they're not doing it. Like, and I think it's important to talk about the fact that they didn't do it to buy some rare BMW that there was only one of. No, they came to buy a Toyota. Well, I mean, these days it might be a rare thing. Like, there is a Toyota on the lot. But still, they came to buy a truck or a vehicle that they probably could have located a little bit closer.
Oh, without a doubt. It's like somebody who drives, they see you on social media and they drove six hours to do business with you. That's great, but how many dealerships did they pass that they could have bought from while they were driving to me?
To you, right.
Maybe two, maybe five, maybe 20. It's pretty crazy stuff, but remember, people feel that association. If you follow anybody that you like on social media, like you scroll through their TikTok, you formed a connection. They entertain you, they teach you things. They're just easy to listen to. They help you pass the time. They're like a trusted friend who doesn't even know you. But it's really amazing how they feel like they know you. And when they see you, it's like, wow.
I trust you.
Yeah.
It's funny how with all the technology and all the speed that everyone, like the speed of trust is still faster.
Yeah.
It's always faster.
It's really crazy. I know. I try that at home, you know, and I ask my wife. My wife says, can you take out the garbage? I'm like, don't you know who I am? She's like, take out the garbage, fool.
She's like, yeah, well, then film
it. Oh, yes, dear. You know, so it's all in perspective. But the point is that you can gain a following. You can gain sales. You can gain success through social media. It's a good hobby to have, but it also can be a career, whatever you want to do. There's career some changer, sort of a genre absolutely. For everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and automotive just... It's limitless, the potential of what you can film, what you can create, what you can tell people about, and how people will know you know?
Without a doubt. Well, Toyota Jeff, thank you so much for spending
Paul, thank
few
you
minutes.
So much. It's been really fun.
I think this is going to be the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Excellent. All right. See
you,
everyone.
Oh, and now I didn't ask you this. Now where can people follow you and find you?
Yeah, if they want to follow me, they can follow me at Toyota Jeff Reviews, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and my second channel, whole automotive industry. We're going to review everything. Auto Jeff Reviews, because we look at all autos. Auto Jeff Reviews, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Thanks, everyone.
All right. He knows how to wrap the video, too.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Isoudou. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at isoudou.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Isoudou.